It's the news conference we've been waiting months to hear. Let's go live to Governor Pritzker at the State of Illinois Center, the Thompson
Supporting
Center.
Supporting our health care workers and keeping schools and businesses open. In many ways, the last 5 months have been some of the most frustrating days of the pandemic for health care professionals, for working parents, for vaccinated residents, and for all Illinoisans who never asked for and never deserved the challenges of the present moment. But throughout every minute of this deadly global pandemic, the people of Illinois have demonstrated a willingness to look out for one another and to rise above the loud minority of voices who have used this emergency to naysay, bicker, polarize, and divide. Last August, in the face of a growing threat from the Delta variant, most Illinoisans put their masks back on in response. And as a result, we ended 2021 with fewer COVID-19 hospitalizations per capita than anywhere else in the Midwest. More Illinoisans have gotten a COVID-19 shot than anywhere else in the Midwest. More of our kids are fully vaccinated than anywhere in the region. Nearly 80% of our eligible seniors are boosted. Vaccines work. Masks work. Throughout this pandemic, we've deployed the tools available to us as needed. We've used masks more when infections are raging and hospitals are stretched thin. We've used masks less when spread is diminished and hospitals have enough bandwidth. Our approach has saved lives and kept our economy open and growing. Today, 3 weeks past the peak, and thanks to the precautions our residents have taken from Chicago to Carbondale, the heightened emergency of Omicron has been consistently subsiding. We are now seeing the fastest rate of decline in our COVID-19 hospitalization metrics since the pandemic began. Our daily total of COVID patients in the hospital has fallen from over 7,300 to about 2,500 today, a 66% drop. The daily total of COVID patients requiring ICU care has also seen a 63% drop. We now have 20% of our ICU beds available statewide, up from a low of just under 8% only 4 weeks ago. Vaccines work. Masks work. And as a result of them and the tremendous commitment of our state's residents, we are on track to come out on the other side of this latest COVID storm in better shape than even the doctors expected. If these trends continue, and we expect them to, then on Monday, February 28th, we will lift the indoor mask requirement for the state of Illinois. I want to be clear. Many local jurisdictions, many businesses and organizations have their own mask requirements and other mitigations that must be respected. Having stricter mitigations than the state requirements is something that must be adhered to. Doing what's right in your private business or for your local communities is encouraged. Whether you're a business, a township, a venue, a place of worship, or a city, to name just a few examples, protecting your patrons and visitors is no doubt a high priority. Masks continue to be a very effective way to keep your establishment from experiencing an outbreak or spreading the disease. The lifting of the state mask requirement should not invite people not wearing masks to dissuade those who choose to wear masks. Remember that whether we remove masks or not, COVID-19 has not gone away. There are so many Illinoisans who need to protect themselves from the virus more than others, and many more of us who gladly put on our masks, not so much for ourselves, but for our elderly neighbor, for our immunocompromised aunt, for the toddlers for whom there is not yet a vaccine, for adults who are medically unable to be vaccinated, for the person in the room whose circumstance they do not know. Compassion and kindness toward each other is the hallmark of being an Illinoisan. It's who we are, And whether you're wearing a mask or not, everyone deserves to protect themselves and their communities in whatever way they need to. Masks or not, the best way to stay safe is to get boosted if you've already been vaccinated, or get your first or second shot if you haven't yet. Right now, 2.9 million Illinoisans are eligible to get a booster shot, but haven't gotten around to it. If that's someone you know, reach out and encourage them to take that next step. And of course, it's never too late to start the vaccination conversation with someone you love. Yesterday, approximately 7,000 Illinoisans got the COVID-19 vaccine for the very first time. Find a vaccine location near you at vaccines.gov. I also want to take a moment to address our schools. In-person learning in a healthy environment is what's best for our children. School outbreaks impact hundreds, even thousands of people across a community. And there are a whole lot more infections when districts are maskless. Schools are unlike most other environments. There are far lower vaccination rates for school-aged children than adults, higher exposure to daily basis to younger children who aren't yet vaccine eligible, and more difficulty maintaining distance in hallways and gyms and classrooms. The equation for schools just looks different right now than it does for the general population. Schools need a little more time. For community infection rates to drop, for our youngest learners to become vaccine eligible, and for more parents to get their kids vaccinated. The protocols and tools that we've been using thus far have worked to keep schools open, and they've done it because we have masks and testing and vaccines. Remember that our goal is to maintain a healthy in-person learning environment for kids, teachers, and staff, and to protect all parents and grandparents who interact with our schools, and to avoid adaptive pauses and remote learning. Schools are open and should remain open. Protecting everyone in a school community, their education, and their health is our highest priority. In the coming weeks, it's my hope and expectation that we will continue making progress to a place where we can remove school masking requirements and keep kids in schools. So I want to thank you, and now I'd like to turn it over to our stellar state's top doctor, and that's Dr. Ngozi Ezike.
You're listening live to coverage of Governor Pritzker and Dr. Ngozi Ezike as they talk about lifting the indoor mask mandate in the state of Illinois on February 28th.
Good afternoon and happy Wednesday. As we all know, we are now into year three with COVID, and it has been a roller coaster ride that no one asked to get on. But through all of your efforts, we have reached a point where we can take another step towards getting back to life before the pandemic. While masks will no longer be required in most indoor locations beginning Monday, February 28th, I want to be clear that they are still highly recommended. There are places where, in fact, the mask is still required. The federal government still requires it in transportation, airplanes, trains, buses, subways. And masks are still required inside federal buildings in areas of substantial or high community transmission. Additionally, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services continue to require visitors to long-term care facilities, such as nursing homes, to wear a mask when in the communal area of the facility. Masks offer a layer of protection, and for people who have an underlying condition or who are around people who do have that condition, or for those who are around children who are too young to be vaccinated, you absolutely may choose to continue wearing a mask. Similarly, if you find yourself in a crowded indoor setting, a mask will continue to help protect you. We will continue to recommend masks. As we move forward in a world where we will coexist with COVID, there are tools, there are masks that will help protect us and help prevent our healthcare system from being overwhelmed. Of course, we have an even stronger tool than the mask, and that's our vaccinations, including the boosters. And that is our very best tool for preventing severe illness. And we will continue to encourage people to stay up to date on their vaccines. We are still seeing, of all the people in the hospital with COVID, that 89% are unvaccinated. Another tool that we have include the therapeutics. We have oral antivirals. We have the monoclonal antibodies. And these medicines, which have come from the federal government, are absolutely in limited supplies. But people who test positive and are at severe risk of illness should talk with their healthcare provider as soon as possible about using these possible treatments. Our future, our new normal, if you will, is going to look different. And yes, we may see additional surges. There may still be additional variants. But there are still things that we can do to help reduce our risk. One example that we need to continue talking about is improving indoor air quality. Schools, workplaces, businesses, all any indoor location should look at what upgrades can be made to their ventilation systems to reduce the infectious particles in the air. This might even apply to your home, where you can purchase maybe a portable air cleaner with a HEPA filter. Your actions that you've already taken have helped to reduce the amount of virus circulating, and it absolutely has saved lives. But be clear that COVID is not gone, and it won't be gone on February 28th. So we're going to continue to find ways to live with the virus. Our path forward includes keeping these tools that we've been talking about close, and that's the masks and the vaccines, testing, creating safer settings through better ventilation. We can do all these things, and we can coexist with COVID.